Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend. This year should be a schuss for Chana Reza, Bas Miriam Rivka, Lulei, the Kali, Yalad Bari, Vishalim, Barama, Chivar, Vishasi, Gidur, Chasam, Vishanim, Tovas, and for Yaakov, Ben Sarah, Esther, Lizzie, Bukhagun, Bukharov. Morning Subis, and Yudam and Aleph says that Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, that Chachamim were attacking the Benos Israel, the Besulam, Asayim, Lamana, Mane, Vahim, Eminu, Dimam, Pesach, Pesuch, Matsasi, Neman. However, the mashmos of the Gemara is that min hadin, and also according to the Mandi Amar, that ksuba is doraisa, he's not neman to be mafkia the ksuba unless he has a clear edus. It's only midrabanan because of the reason of ein adam terech besuda mafsida. That's why we believe him. But midaraisa we don't believe. If ksuba were to be midaraisa, and according to the Mandi Amar ksuba is doraisa, we don't believe him. He's not neman. Unless he has a clear edus. Frek the Ramban. Why not? He's muchzuk b'mamon, so why she should have to prove herself? There's this tanai in the shtar. The baal shtar can say to the person, "You want my money? Prove you fulfilled the tanai." That's the famous kasha of the Ramban. So Ramban gives a teretz that in an instance where she is toenes bari, because of this taina where mistapek, maybe the husband was baal bahataya, he didn't make contact with her makomaf, with her besulin, and he just thought it was a pesach pesuch, or maybe he's not a baki in pesach pesuch, and therefore she's nemenes, because she has a bari together with her cheskas aguf that she's a besula. And that works for her, like Rabbi Gamliel holds, that Bari and Chazak are Motzi Maman. Not only that, she could also have tainted that she was a Mukas Eitz, and he couldn't have been Makrisher. How's he supposed to know? It's not that she's a Ba'ula, she's a Mukas Eitz. So therefore, she's Nemenes. The only thing is that the Chachamim believe the husband, Atz the Chazaka of Ein Adam Terech Besudu Mafsida. He also answered that even if she's shosekes, she isn't toanes bari, we can say that since most women get married besulos, and there's a cheskes haguf, we go after the rov and the chazaka to be mostly mamon. He's not neman to be mafsid or ksuba unless he has a raya brura. And then the chachamim were believed him, else the chazaka of ein adam terech besuda mafsida. Asks Rav Shmuel Rizovsky on the Ramban. And l'chor, the Ramban's kasha isn't shver at all. If you have a butcher who buys a behemah and the behemah gets lost, would the butcher be believed to say that he doesn't owe money because it was a treifa? Even if he's telling Bari that he found a treifa, the type of treifa that the mocher already has, he still wouldn't be believed because most behemahs are ksheros and this animal is muchzuk b'kashrus. And we don't assume that there are any sfeikas as long as there's no reyesa in front of us. And even though we don't go b'mamon achar harov, nevertheless, if the reyesa is not lefaneinu, there's no suffik at all. Since it was muchzuk b'kashrus, we're not machzik ourselves misuffik that it has a reyesa, that it has a treifa. And therefore, the person who buys the meat is chayiv to pay. And so too when you marry a woman. Since she is b'chezkas, that she has no mumin, as long as there are no mumin lefaneinu, we're not machzik me'atzmeinu, any suffik to be mistapik, maybe she has mumin. And even if he's toin bari, still, we've no sveikas, we've no reason to start being mistapik. And that's the whole ikar geder of kan nimsa kan haya. That through the gather of kanimsa kanahaya, that you assume that whatever rishus you find it, that's the rishus that it started in, and through this kanimsa kanahaya, you can even be motzi mamon. So, for example, if you have a mocher, and then the kona finds a mum, you say kanimsa kanahaya. If the baal gets married to a woman, and he finds mumin in her after the nisuin. So you say kan nimsa kan hayu, because we don't, even though that we have mumin lefaneinu, there's no reyesa that they were there before. We're not machzik reyesa mirishus lirishus, like the Shemaitza himself said in Shemaitza Beis Perek Dalet. So too, when he claims that ula mitzosiha, since she's becheskas besula, and there's no reyesa lefaneinu, he's not neeman at all when he's towing she's a ba'ula. Just like when he finds mumin and he says that they already came from Beis Abia, or somebody buys meat and he says bari li, that the shreifas were already there when I bought it, he's not neeman. And here it's bidyuk the same thing. Well, we don't assume that there are any, that there was any Pesach Basuach. Why should we believe him? Why should we believe him that there was a reisa? So what's the pshat in the Ramban's kasha? It doesn't even start, says Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. And we also paskin later on, Ayin Vav Avin Beis L'maskana, that if you're machlif para b'chamor, and the Baal HaChamor does Mashicha in the para, and then the Baal HaPara goes to get his chamor, and then he finds the chamor is dead, so who has to bring a raya? The Baal HaPara has to bring a raya that the chamor died earlier before the Mashicha. Why? Because the Safek is in his rishus. This chamor is his, and we're not machzik reyesa mirishus to rishus. And since the chamor is a cheskas chai because of kanim se kan haya, it's as if there's no reyesa lefaneinu lenyan rishus ba'al chamor, and we make no sfeikis. And if we're not machzik a safek, it works even to be motzi mamon, like in mumen and shreifas, so to hear. So he concludes v'tzarech iyun b'kushis haramban. That's the Teretz, that's the kasha and the kasha of Rav Shmuel Rozovsky. Rav Chaim Shmulevitz in his Shari Chaim has a shtikel arichus to answer the kasha of the Shmaitza on the Ramban. To answer the kasha of the Ramban. Excuse me. And he says that again, the Ramban's kasha is, normally we tell a person that it's your job to prove yourself. You can take out the shtar and say, I want you to prove to me that you were mekayim the tanai of the shtar. And we're saying that in theory, without the takan of chazal, of chazak and antrech besuda mafsida, the woman would, the man would not be believed. The woman would be believed. We only believe the man because he is a chazaka, that he wouldn't make this whole suuda and then lose it, so he must be telling the truth. But if not for that chazaka, the woman would be believed. Why would the woman automatically be believed? Can't be. We have a rule that when you have a shtar, you have to prove it. So she wants to get the money. Let her prove that she fulfilled it tonight. So Chaim Shmulevitz says, the Tamsis, that we have in front of us a Kedushin. We know that he's Mekadisha. And this is Mechayiv him now in the Ksuba. And it's a Safek if he could be Mevatel them with the Taina of Mekartos. That he says that she was Abu'ula Pesach Pesuach. And therefore he has to bring the Raya. Because since you have a clear Kedushin in front of you, that's a clear start. He's already chayv in the ksuba, so now it's his job to prove otherwise. And he says, let's compare this to a case where you have a vade mekach lefaneinu and you have a suffik if the mekach has a mu. So the person who wants to retract the sale, he has to prove it. And you don't get into the world of chazakas here. Why? Because you have a vade mekach. So you want to prove that there's a mistake, prove it. You don't care about the cheskas markam of the mocher, not the cheskas lokeach, with the money of the lokeach. That is the, those are the terutzim of the of Shmuel and Reb Chaim to the kasha of the Ramban. Shmuel says his kasha doesn't start, and Rav Chaim answers the kasha.